CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. The Chinese government has released a white paper on its poverty reduction efforts in the past decade, highlighting achievements and challenge for China to bring common prosperity to its more than 1.3 billion people. It's the Chinese government's second white paper on poverty reduction after it issued the first edition in 2001.According to the white paper, China's poverty-stricken rural population fell from 94.2 million at the end of 2000 to about 27 million at the end of 2010, an equivalent to lifting the entire population of France out of poverty in the past decade. China defines those who earn less than $200 a year as poor people, after the nation raised the national poverty line for rural residents from 865 yuan in 2000 to about 1300 yuan in 2010. China's Ministry of Commerce has denied reports that U.S. firms have massively retreated from investing in China. A ministry spokesman says China remains one of the most attractive investment destinations in the world, and the general outlook for the U.S. future investment in China will remain fine. However, he admits that the economic woes in the United States, as well as the country's policies to boost domestic manufacturing and inward investment, have had an effect on the willingness of foreign investors to invest in China's high-value industries. Four people have been killed and nine others injured in an expressway pileup that involved 13 automobiles in northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The accident happened last night on an expressway that links Turpan with Urumqi, the capital city of Xinjiang. The four dead people were from a sedan that was stuck between two other vehicles. Heavy fog, as well as rain and snow during the daytime, were thought to blame for the tragedy. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Canberra for his first visit to Australia since becoming president. Security and humanitarian relief in the Asia-Pacific region will top the agenda for his visit, which also marks the 60th anniversary of the military alliance between the two countries. Obama's tour includes a stop in Darwin of Northern Territory, where he's expected to announce plans to expand positioning U.S. military equipment in Australia, increasing access to bases and conducting more joint exercises and training.Analysts say the visit comes at a time when the U.S. is under pressure to assert its primary role in the Asia-Pacific region. The Syrian government has released nearly 1,200 prisoners arrested during the nine-month unrest in the country. This follows the release of over 550 others after the Eid al-Adha holiday by the government of President Bashar al-Assad.Syria is coming under increased pressure in the Arab world to commit to an Arab League plan to end the violence in the country. Italy's Prime Minister-designate Mario Monti says he's ready to unveil his new government later today. Monti says he just needs to put the final touches on his cabinet and economic program before outlining the results to Italy's president. Monti has been meeting with political, business and union leaders to get everyone on board.However, the markets are still showing signs of continuing nervousness about Italy's high debt level. Italy's cost of borrowing has risen again above the 7% red line, putting Mario Monti under increased pressure. Hundreds of Greek civil servants have walked off the job to protest the new administration's austerity plans. New Greek Prime Minister Lucas Papademos has been tasked with continuing to implement the unpopular austerity measures in the country to try to get the debt crisis under control. Those measures include slashing around 30,000 civil servant jobs. The final vote on austerity measures are expected to take place in a couple of weeks. The president of Kazakhstan has dissolved the lower chamber of parliament and called early parliamentary elections in January.Last week, the lower chamber, dominated by Nursultan Nazarbayev's ruling party, asked the president to dissolve the chamber in a tentative move to change the one-party situation and admit opposition presence. Reports say amendments to the electoral law will allow the entry of another party into parliament. The next parliamentary elections had been scheduled for August 2012. However, early elections were widely expected after Nazarbayev won another five-year term in April. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.